1. Introduction. This volume is a follow-up to the original compilation of articles I called 9/11 Finding the Truth. It is recommended that you read that volume before reading this one. Electronic versions are available free. In the next section of this chapter, I include the same summary of 9/11 evidence which must be studied and explained. What 9/11 truth are we holding? To explain the title of this book, I want to point out the established facts about the destruction of the WTC, which were compiled into a website by April 2008 and later into Dr. Judy Wood's textbook Where Did the Towers Go? - which I abbreviate to WDTG. The truth is as follows. On the 11th of September 2001, the WTC towers did not burn up, nor did they slam to the ground. About 85 to 90% of the buildings turned to dust in mid-air. A total of 7 WTC buildings were either destroyed outright on the day, or their remains removed in the following months, years. Whatever crashed into the WTC towers did not cause their destruction. The towers underwent a type of destruction that had never been seen in the white world before. The destruction was the result of some type of energy weapon, which operated on principles not recognized in white world science. A Category 3 hurricane, Aaron had movements coincident with the events of 9/11 and was closest to NYC at about 8 a.m. on the 11th of September 2001. If one is to accept these truths, then one must also accept there is a separate power elite group that both possesses such advanced directed free energy technology and the means to deploy it. Not only that, as I have been documenting for over 10 years, it can cover up these things to the point that almost no one recognizes this massive deception for what it is. But why do I say free energy technology? It is because, from observing the process of destruction of the WTC towers, we can see a catastrophic change taking place. That is, to tear apart steel beams and other materials and turn them to dust, using a process already recognized by mainstream thinking would require an enormous amount of energy. In a conventional process, this energy would perhaps come from some type of explosion, burning, laser or electrical discharge. However, all of these processes would have an enormous amount of associated heat, and such heat was not seen or felt on the 11th of September. Hence, this energy release or change either came from thin air or from within the materials which made up the WTC. This is the big secret, and some clues to what that secret is can be found in the evidence collected in the WDTTG book and in Dr. Judy Wood's presentations. This aspect of the truth is also referred to in Chapter 16. Finding this truth. I sometimes stop to wonder how I can possibly have ended up writing all this, and how I can have come to know things that I know. Similarly, I am almost baffled as to how I can have come into contact with the people that I have come into contact with. 20 years ago, I was tutoring and lecturing 16-18-year-old pupils in computing and maths at a college of further education in the East Midlands region of the UK. 10 years ago, I was working from home, still tutoring in a computing subject, doing some software development and assessing students with disabilities. I had, by that time, started to uncover a different reality, and had realized that there must be a connection between the UFO/ET phenomenon and what has been called free energy technology. This was mainly because of Dr. Stephen Greer's Disclosure Project, which brought forward a compelling body of powerful witness testimony, from many highly qualified and highly trained observers. This body of testimony was also, in many cases, accompanied by important pieces of documentary evidence, detailed in Stephen Greer's Disclosure book and elsewhere. Since then, I have been immersed in a process of following a number of significant disclosure threads and have found they are part of a much larger tapestry of reality than most want to acknowledge. I have found that, surprisingly, even people such as Dr. Greer, see Chapter 6, himself do not want to acknowledge what really happened on the 11th of September and that parts of this tapestry are connected to other parts. I have written and spoken, fairly extensively, on the connections between the free energy issue and the events of 9/11. This discovery, for me, happened because of the research of Dr. Judy Wood into the destruction of the WTC towers on the 11th of September. Since about 2004, when I first became aware of problems with the official story of 9/11, I have been investigating the events themselves and their cover-up. The first volume catalogued some of my journey and initial research and how I was invited to join the group called Scholars for 9/11 Truth. Initially, I was pleased that this scholars group seemed to be questioning the official story of 9/11. I then realized that this group itself was a setup, designed to attract skeptical intellectuals and divert their energy and attention into something which would be, ultimately, deceptive and unproductive. During my involvement with the scholars group, I came to see that attention was being diverted away from the research of Dr. Judy Wood. In early 2008, it became clear that Dr. Judy Wood had established an important connection to the energy phenomenon or phenomena known as the Hutchison effect, and that this was a kind of flashpoint for those that were continuing to attempt to cover up the truth about 9/11. It was already clear to us by then that the connection of Stephen E. Jones to the inappropriately named cold fusion research and also to the field of 9/11 research is a clear indication of the importance of energy research to what happened on the 11th of September. It had become clear how well the 9/11 cover-up had been planned. It had also become clear how vitally important it was to keep the connection between 9/11 and energy covered up. Not only have we seen the promotion of a bogus theory about thermite and or controlled demolition of the World Trade Center complex, we had also begun to see the increasing promotion of the nuclear demolition theory. I contend that this was because Dr. Judy Wood and I had revealed that a process which destroyed the World Trade Center was related to the process which takes place during low-energy nuclear reaction, that is cold fusion, experiments. More of the same. In this volume, I further document the attempts to cover up the truth that Dr. Judy Wood has revealed. It is nonetheless difficult to comprehend the number of people that seem to be involved in this cover-up. There seem to be a disturbing number of people who are willing to lie about and misrepresent the truth of what Dr. Wood has said. Essentially, I've just had to write new articles about the evolving cover-up. It might seem like I am just repeating things I said in the first volume, but I hope that I am able to show you several more case studies which highlight additional psychological tactics, not seen in the earlier articles I wrote. I hope that these will help you identify other methods of deception that are employed to keep important secrets from being revealed and understood. I hope this will then help others to strengthen their psychological and intellectual armory against the incessant use of tactics of misdirection and deception. Why this is important? A study of the evidence that has been uncovered by Dr. Judy Wood not only reveals the truth about how the WTC was destroyed, it then forces us to reconsider at least three issues of global importance: the so-called issue of terrorists and terrorism, the production and use of energy, and the truth about global warming and climate change. That is, the events on the 11th of September involved the use of an advanced energy weapon technology, which we do know something about. This technology has the ability to produce vast energy changes without generating heat, and appears to be related to cold fusion or low-energy nuclear reactions, LEN. Also, it appears that Hurricane Erin was manipulated in certain ways, so that its movements were coincident with certain events. This essentially proves that all current accepted wisdom about global terrorism, energy scarcity and so-called global warming and climate change is false and therefore must be reviewed by anyone who still has the ability to dispassionately analyze available evidence. I don't think this can be stated often enough or urgently enough. Brief summary of key 9/11 evidence to be explained. Thanks to Dr. Judy Wood for highlighting the very basic and important evidence from the WTC disaster, summarized below. Please see her website for references for these pictures, and much more evidence. Ideally, you should obtain and study a copy of her comprehensive forensic investigation into the destruction of the WTC, Where Did the Towers Go? Irrefutable, video series. Since I published the third edition of 9/11 Finding the Truth, Adam Dwyer took it upon himself to produce an excellent video series called Irrefutable. He also produced some detailed and powerful graphics, in an effort to clearly illustrate the evidence listed above. This video series lasts just over 1 hour and is well worth watching. I have given out many copies of this DVD since 2015. Please contact me if you would like a copy. A brief note about calling for a new investigation. If you're looking for calls to a government to do a new investigation into the events of 9/11, you've come to the wrong place. Please see 9/11 Finding the Truth, where I show what architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth have been up to since 2007. This topic is also revisited in Chapter 17. Additionally, a similar UK outfit is mentioned in Chapter 23. Implications of the forensic study and cover-up, video. A video posted in September 2017 by YouTube user PateFT1986 gives an excellent overview of the implications of the research of Dr. Judy Wood. It also discusses the cover-up of the evidence and the related implications of this cover-up.